Sunday, seventh day of Hanukkah, Shir Lamed, Parshas Vayigash.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to try to open up the sugya. This is a very complicated sugya, Baruch Hashem. It's, as we're enjoying the iris of Hanukkah coming down, we're getting an extra dose of Chachman to understand. So with Siyat Deshmaya, we're going to work on the sugya on the bottom of Daf Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Chupa Koine Mikal V'Choymer. Chupa is going to be Koine Mikal V'Choymer. And again, the stress is that it's happening with the technique of Kal V'Choymer. I have to see if we end up, you know, using that, what ends up being the Kal V'Choymer exactly. But the Gemara goes through different attempts. Says the Gemara, Uma Kesef. She'eino machel betruma koinem kesef, that when it's being used on a woman, so it doesn't manage to get her to eat truma. Chupa she'macheles betruma eino din she'tikne. Chupa which does get an isha to be macheles betruma, so then for sure it should be koine. That's the Gemara's kal v'chomer. Now, as my Chavrusa pointed out, the Gemara later on has a question which would, in theory, be trouble for this Kal V'Chomer, which is, when is Chupa Machil B'Truma? Only after you already did Kesef. So what do you mean, Ma Kesef Eino Machil? Kesef is Eino Machil because Kesef is the first step, and Truma is Machil because Truma, and Chupa is Machil because Chupa is the second step. That will be trouble for this Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara never even gets there, because the Gemara has a bigger problem. And the reason it's a bigger problem is because you got your facts wrong. It's totally not true that Kesef is not Machel. But even if Kesef would be Machel, if the facts would be true, we would have trouble with this Kal V'Chomer. I'm saying trouble doesn't mean that there's no way out of it, but it's trouble. Right?
Use Rashi. Say that it's kind of blair or something.
No, but what we're saying is like this. At the moment we know that Chupa is Machel, but Chupa is only Machel after we already have Kesef. So how could you tell me that, you know, how'd you do that? The Gemara really asked this type of question later on.
Ramesh's Teretz.
What? Ramesh's Teretz. Ramesh's Teretz won't help over here. It won't help over here, because you can't say Rosh Katan. This only works because it already has something else. You can't say this. It only works after that. So if it only works after that, so you can't say that this is, it's not a couple.
If you use Kesef, it's also going to help.
What?
So
that's why it said it's trouble. It's trouble. Yoni's already working on the teretz, but it's trouble. Lamaisa, you'd have to come with the teretz. That's the teretz. Okay? I'll call upon him, but the Gemara didn't get there, because the Gemara says, Zok the Gemara, the Kesef ainoi machil. Is that true that Kesef is not machil? You got your facts wrong. V'amar ula dvar toira arusa bas Yisrael oicheles betruma shenem ar koin kikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi. V'akinyin kaspoi. Boy, who? She is machelas betruma. Umatam armu eino oicheles. So why is? What did we say that she can't eat? It's a gzeira shemayim zugu la kois beveis aviv. It's a shkena lachir lachois. Because we're afraid maybe he's going to pour a cup of delicious truma. She's going to give it to her brother and to her sister, and then they're going to accidentally eat truma. So really, does she have the right to eat truma? Yes. So when we're dealing with Kal V'Chomers are always within, on the plane of the D'oraisa. So on the D'oraisa level, is she allowed to eat Truma? Yes. We just stop here. Gzeira means that we're just trying to avoid something bad from happening. Maybe she'll accidentally give it. But can she eat Truma? The halacha is she can eat Truma. Says Rashi, Kesef ein machel betruma. Rashi says, im nis'arsa l'koyin, if she has erisin to a koyin, in other words, when the Gemara first asked the question, the Gemara knew the Mishnah. The Mishnah says she can't eat truma, and it's true. She can't eat truma. Just we said from Ula that the only reason she can't eat truma is because it's midrabanan. Midraisa, she really can eat truma. Where is the makar she can eat truma? Where does the Gemara seem to say it from? Says the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk, "Kain ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy." V'hai kinyan Kaspoy, who? This is Kenyan Kaspoy. I'll have to hold off on that. It's a good question. I'll hold off on that for now. Hi, Kenyan Kaspoy, who? It's a good question. Nothing. Okay? So, can an Arusa eat Truma?
Yes.
She can eat Truma. Correct? Okay. What's the Makar she can eat Truma? What's the Pasuk? Kinyin nefesh, kinyin kaspa. That's what Agamar seems to say. So now, Kinyan Kaspoy sounds like because it's the Kinyan happened with Kesef. Fract the Rishonim, but Isha is Niknis because of Shtar and Bia. What happens if there's an Arusa that wasn't Kinyan Kesef? She was a Kinyan.
Possession and Isha's not a possession?
So that we'll have to see. This is really what the B'nai Chayil or Moshe Finkel brings down over here, a fascinating machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos HaRosh. He brings from the Avni Meluyin. The Avni Meluyin already makes this deal. Rashi seems to say in Ksubis Daf Nun Ches Omed Aleph, says Rashi, the pasuk is talking about Kesef. True. And when Isha is Niknis B'Kesef, can she eat Truma? Yes, because Kinyan Kaspa. What about Shtar and Bia? There's a concept which maybe we saw previously, which is Hukshu Kol Havayas Adodi, which means that they're all have the same halachas. So if Kesef can eat Truma, can Shtar eat Truma? Yes, why? Because of the Hekesh. Can Bia eat Truma? Yes. So what is the Pasuk explicitly talking about? Kesef. The Pasuk says, Ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoy. The Pasuk, as a result of the Hekesh, will include also Shtar and Bia. This is the way Rashi learns, Rashi Ksuvis Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. However, the Shita Mekubetzis brings the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says differently. Tosfos HaRosh says, hold on a second, can you translate for me the words Kinyan Kaspoy? And he translates it like Yaakov. Yaakov says it means it's a possession. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, the Isha is a possession, whether you're Koina with Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Let me ask you a question. When you're Koina Sadeh with Kesef, is it a possession? When you're Koina Sadeh with Shtar, is it a possession? Yes. So when you're kind of an Isha with Kesef, you're kind of an Isha with Shtar. Either way, she's a possession.
She's not a possession.
There's a machloikis here, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos HaRosh, but Tosfos. I believe that this machloikis has shroshim, has roots. And this machloikis is the age-old machloikis. Kedushin is just saturated with the same machloikas over and over again, which is Rashi says that an Isha is not really a Kinyan Kesef. You're not really Koina and Isha. It's a Kinyan Isaraza type of thing. And when you use Kesef, it's not really Kesef Kinyan. It's not real Kesef Kinyan. So therefore, is a woman really Kinyan Kaspoy? Not really, according to Rashi. There's something called Ishus, Kesef Avad Ishus. You don't even need to be kind of the money, according to Rashi. The money just has to change hands. So it's a Maisa Kinyan Ba'alma. It happens to be that it's done with Kesef, says Rashi. Okay, that's called Kinyan Kaspoy, because it happened with Kesef. But is she your possession? No. Mashayin Kin Toysvis. Toysvis on that Beis Amid Aleph said, Ki Heichi, just like that by Shtar, by Karaka it's Ikri Kinyan, by Isha it's also Ikri Kinyan, and Toysvis is constantly equating the Kinyan that you have in an Isha to the Kinyan you have in a Karaka. Says Toysvis, this is a form of possession. Do you own her as much as you own your Shor and your Chamor? Maybe not. But is it a Kinyan Kesef? Is it a Kinyan? It's an acquisition. And therefore, it's going to be Tosfos L'Chayra L'Shitasa. Ari, is that clear? Okay. The Shaila is, what about an Arusa? What about a Nesua? I'm sorry. What about an Isha that's a Nesua? So interesting. Our Gemara is only talking about an arusa. Is an nesua a cheles betruma?
Yeah. Your husband's a kohen.
What?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, your husband's a kohen.
Yeah. She's married. Of course. Because from what's the makar that she eats truma? Which pasuk? So, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky on Daf Yudam and Beis brings a Rashi. And Rashi on Daf Yudam and Beis brings another pasuk that an Asu is Eicheles Petruma. A new pasuk. What is the pasuk? The pasuk says over there, Kol Tar Bebeischa Yoichal Oisai. Kol tar bebeischa yoichal oisai. I'm gonna work it a little bit more than a. In other words, well. If she eats when she's in Arusa.
She's in Arusa, she's not fully even when she is.
So what do we need a pasuk for that she eats when she's in Asua? But Lemaisa, it seems that Rashi brings a pasuk that a Nesua eats truma. Comes along Taisvis and says Taisvis, okay, that can't really be a pasuk because once you already tell me that she eats from because of Kinyan Kaspoy, so what do we need called Tor Beveischa for? Says Tosis, it's an asmachta ba'am. What?
You're looking at it backwards.
What do you mean?
The question we have about is whether or not Arusa is allowed to. If we didn't know that Nesua is allowed to, then why would you ever think that Arusa might be allowed to?
In Achanami. But the pasuk tells us, because you have Kinyan Kaspoy. Once you have Kinyan Kaspoy, so then what do I need another? I have a pasuk that says Kinyan Kaspoy. So what Yossi is trying to suggest is that maybe I wouldn't know that Kinyan Kaspoy includes Arusa, if I didn't have the pasuk for Nesua, and it's like a bozev elimad alze. But the Rishonim seem to say that Kinyan Kaspoy is Kinyan Kaspoy. So once I have that pasuk, so I know that Arusa eats. What do I need to have a Nesua for? So Tosis in Achanami learns it's only an asmachta ba'alma. There is no other pasuk. Because once you're Kinyan Kaspoy is going to give you Arusin, and Memela, it continues into being a Nesua. Over Rashi argues, and Rashi says that it's learned out from a different makor. It's learned from Rashi's mashma. It's not a asmachta ba'alma. B'chol tar beveischa yoichal oisai is a pasuk mamish. So why do we need two psukim? Once you know kinyan kaspa, the chori should know over there also. So comes Reb Shmuel and he says avart. Says Reb Shmuel. There's two different ways of eating truma. One is eating truma because you're an extension of the husband. You're like eating because of him. And the other one you're eating because you now became part of the base kohen. So you now have a din of eishes kohen. Different din. One is you're eating because you're eating like as an extension of him. And the other one is now you have your own din to eat. Because you're part of the kohuna bias. What'd you say?
Why do we need a pasuk to tell you that she could eat if she's part of the
kohuna? It's coming to teach you that you are part of the kohuna. That the kohuna extends to the entire bias. She's a bas yisrael.
Right, but it's still not necessary because if you know when she's lesser connected, she can still eat with that.
Okay, good. But so about so we're gonna see. So it says Reb Shmuel, but there's a difference. En Echanami, says Reb Shmuel, I maybe would have known. Once she's eating as an extension from him, so then she could eat even when she's a Nesua. But when now we're saying she's eating a Nesua as a chelik of the kohuna herself. So he's asking, so what's the difference? Says Reb Shmuel, I'll tell you the difference. He says, there's two differences, but we'll focus on one of them. There's a mitzvah to give your truma to a kohen. Now, to give it, if you give it to the eved of the kohen, you're not being a mekayim in the mitzvahs nesina. You have to give it to a kohen. What about if you give it to the wife of a kohen? Are you mekayim mitzvahs nesina? So, if she's only eating because of the kohen, then really, who do you have to give it to?
Husband.
You have to give it to the husband. But if now she has a din that she's considered to be part of the base kohuna, because she's an eishes kohen, you can give it to her. Says Reb Shmuel, that's a nafkamina. She has a new status of eating. In Achanami, she could have eaten when she was in Arusa. When she now was in Arusa, was she in the base kohen? Was she already? No, she wasn't in his base kohen. So therefore, she only got the status of kol tor beveischa yoichal when she became a nesua, and that upped her status. Now she's not only eating as a tag along; she eats for herself, and therefore she gets the mekayim mitzvah sesina by giving it to her. What did you say?
How would you know, if not for that pasuk, how would you know that Yavam is allowed to eat?
It's not clear that Yavam is allowed to eat.
So when Arusa, she can't.
It's not clear Yavam is allowed to eat. It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
No, I'm saying after she gets remarried. What? After she marries the brother.
Yeah.
She never had that step of Kinyan Kaspoy to make her.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So when Arusa, she can't get Shumat herself?
what? She's an arusa. Yeah. She only gets from the kohen. She could eat, but in giving it to her is not being mekayim the mitzvah nesina. You could also give it to her. You're just not mekayim your mitzvah. It's truma. She's not eat the truma. But you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. The other nafkamina would be, we'll just say it easy, but it's not 100% accurate. What about if the isha has her own eved? Isha's kohen. She has her own eved. It's hers. It's not her. It's not her husband's. She brought it into the marriage. She's got an eved. So if she's eating because she's kind of like his eved, so, you know, it only goes so far. So I'm eating because of you. So the eved can't eat because of me, who's eating because of you. There's a saying, Ein oireach machnis oireach. A guest can't bring another guest. But if she's eating because her own dinti truma, so then her eved eats also. Now she's part of Beis Kayan. She can also eat. So Evan could also eat. But if she's only coming, schlepping, she's getting schlepped in through him, through Kinyan Kaspoy, now her Evan isn't going to be able to eat. Clara?
Has been all these things?
No, so Toysis holds, yeah, oh, so you have to know, why didn't Toysis say these nafkaminas, you mean? Yeah, so it's a good question. Maybe part of the, I'm not sure the answer to that question. I don't know. But what's interesting is as follows. Perhaps we could even say another nekuda, at least in the drasha. According to Rashi, what makes an isha kinyan kaspay? What makes isha kinyan kaspay is the maisa kedushin. What makes an isha kinyan kaspay is the maisa kedushin. According to Tosfos, what makes an isha kinyan kaspoy? The chalois kedushin. Tosfos is saying she's kinyan kaspoy because she's his. Yaakov, what was the word we used? His what? No, the word for kinyan kaspoy, possession. Kinyan kaspoy is because it's possession. Rashi says you're kinyan kaspoy because you did the maisa kedushin. Now that she's a nesua, so according to Rashi, the maisa kedushin is no longer relevant. The maisa kedushin is not here anymore. Now she's in a suah, she's not an arusa. According to Tosfos, though, the fact that she's his possession continues, it only gets more possessive as you get into the nisuin, as when you're in the arusin. So if any, according to Tosfos, you understand, she's still kinyan kaspoy the same way she was when she was an arusa. You don't need another pasuk. Masha ain kain. According to Rashi, The Maisa Erisin is no longer relevant. She now has a Maisa Nisuan. So therefore you wouldn't call her Kinyan Kaspa anymore. Now she's now there's Bia here, now there's Chuppah here, whatever the other chelek of what's happening. Therefore it needs another pasuk. I'll call upon him, says the Gemara. So obviously this drasha is not a good drasha. Says the Gemara, Ella Parachachi. Ella, you have to say the Kalachom is like this. Ama kesef she'ino goimer. Koine. Kesef is not goimer. Kesef doesn't complete. It's koine. It does kinyin. Chupa she goimeres. Eino din she tikne. Chupa is goimer. Chupa does complete. So eino din she tikne. So she for sure should do kinyin. So the Gemara is a Havamin over here. The Chuppah is going to be Goymer and Chuppah is going to be Kaina. Frektori Shoinim. So how is this going to work? And this is going to be really the whole, the discussion over here of trying to understand what was the Havamin? Chuppah is Kaina. So now, says the Tosfos HaRosh, maybe I should have to do two Chuppahs, do Chuppah for Kedushin and do another Chuppah for Nisuin? What? So maybe the two for one.
But also Bia though. Why can't?
So I'm not sure if it works by Bia. We'll have to see. But Tosfos HaRosh says, no, it doesn't make any sense. Tosfos HaRosh seems to reject the fact that you can do two chuppas. So if you can take a look, we gave out the Tosfos HaRosh. Chuppah shemachaz b'chum enedin shetikne, v'kivin shi koine, gam hi goy meres. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, it's going to do both at once. It's going to be koine and goimer, one chuppah. The mai ulmi the chuppah shachar kachli is goimer. It's tvei mi chuppah zu. He says What is a second chuppah going to help? I do chuppah. I did chuppah already. So at comments, chuppah is going to do kiddush, and chuppah is going to also, or be koina, I should say, chuppah is also going to be goymer. One chuppah will do everything. Oi.
What does Rashi mean when Rashi says the lawyers?
Okay, we have to get to that to see. Yeah. Maybe it's similar to that. Maybe it's a little different. Oi says, Shema l'Rav Huna chuppah koina ubiya sha'achar kach goymeres. Says Tosfos Rashi Menachanami. The first step is chuppah. The second step is bia. Even though normally, how do you do, what's the classic way of doing nisuin? Chuppah. Over here, I'm going to have to do something else in order to be going. I have to do bia. So the Tosfos Rashi isn't sure exactly what in the Gemara, when we're trying to discuss chuppah being koine, what's going to happen after chuppah. The first pshat is chuppah does both. Second pshat is you have to do bia afterwards. The chayra, we see over here from the Tosfos HaRosh that the concept of nisuin has to have has some sort of toisefes on the kedushin, and it's going to have shaychus to bia.
Does this Rosh have the problem with the chuppah being both?
Seems like he's not sure about it. Seems like he's not sure about it. Why? He says either kivan shikoyne gam hi goymeres, it's going to do both, or he says that maybe it seems to be two chuppas is out of his question. The chayra Yaakov two beers would also be out of his question.
That's what you're asking. You're passing this almost in college with beer. It's not a goymer.
So he has to chuppah.
Which chuppah is beer?
Chuppah is not bia. Chuppah is definitely not bia. It's yichud. It has to be yichud aroy lebia. It has something, but it's not the same thing. It has to be. It has to be something new. Apparently, so he's saying do the same thing twice. It's just there's no point in doing the same thing twice.
But you can't be gunner lebia.
That seems like not. No, maybe when you're makadosh bekesef, you could be gunner bebia. But when you're makadosh bebia, you have to be gunner with something else. That's what it seems like from the Tosfos HaRosh. You can't do the same thing twice. So Elamai.
Obviously, it's a different beer.
Why?
What?
You can't say
it's a different beer.
What are you?
The beer for Kedushin.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It seems like it's the same Meisa. You're doing the same thing.
Why can't you say the same thing?
That's no. They're both going to be Tchilas beer.
So if beer,
that's Yibum. It's Yibum.
Why can't beer itself be Gandhi Gemara?
What?
Why can't you say the Maisa of Bia they do for Kedushin?
So then we have the same question. The Gemara actually asked the question. Is Bia Kedushin Isa or Nisun Isa? It's interesting that Tosfos HaRosh doesn't shtel to that Gemara over there. But the Gemara also talks about when you do Bia, maybe Bia should be Nisun Isa. Gemara later on. But Tosfos HaRosh doesn't have that question. In Rashi, we were Madaik back in the day, and maybe Rashi has a whole different approach to this whole Shaila. If you look at Rashi on the top of Daf Heyamid base, what does Rashi say? It says Rashi, Afani Avi Chupa Shakoine Ba'alma Shagomeris Liyarsha Lafors Nadareha Yikne Namikan Beloy Erusin. What does Rashi mean? Yikne Namikan Beloy Erusin. Rashi seems to be saying, Rosh Hashmuel is Madaik, we're going to see it, Beis Hashem, hopefully. In the coming days, that somehow it's not a pshat that chuppah does erusin and chuppah does nisuin. I can avoid the erusin process. I could override erusin and create a kinyan without erusin. Whatever exactly that means, but Tosfos seems to be handling that. Maybe you do two. Maybe you do two different ones. According to Tosfos, they're saying first to chuppah and then bia. The chayra it's klar. Tosfos is saying you're doing this and then you're doing that. If you look in Rashi on the bottom of Hayam and Aleph, Rashi says that kesef is eino goimer. Ma kesef she eino goimer, says Rashi. Lo haitzio merishus avia. Kesef is not goimer to take her out of the rishus of her father. The maisi yadeha uli yerushasa. For maisi yadayim and for Yerusha. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos Ri HaZaken says something else. If you take a look at the Tosfos Ri HaZaken, he says she'eino goymer liyarsha ulamitmala. Rashi said it's eino goymer for maisa yodayim and for Yerusha. Tosfos Ri HaZaken says eino goymer liyarsha velitmala. What does litzmala mean? Who can't be metame to her? What?
Her husband.
Can her father be metame to her?
If he's a
kohen. No matter what, he could. So when we say ein goimer, we're talking about the husband. Who's Rashi talking about ein goimer? No, it's Rashi and Tosis Riazokan are learning these Gemaras radically different. The word ein goimer, it does. What is the word? How do you translate the word goimer? Doesn't complete what? According to Rashi, it doesn't complete the Yitziyah Mirishus Aviyah. It doesn't complete the Yitziyah. According to Tosis Riazokan, what doesn't it complete? The Knisa. So they're actually talking about two different, they happen somewhat simultaneously, but they're talking about two different things. Rashi says, Eina goymer lohoitziya merishus aviyah, doesn't take her out of her father's rishus, b'maisi yodeo yushasa. That's why his focus is on maisi yodayim, because that's what the father still has afterwards.
Maybe Rashi's talking about a tana, and Tosis Riazokan talking about a regular
one. Why would you say that?
Because only tana has maisi yodayim.
Right,
and a
chanami. But we're saying that the ma'isa, we don't have to say that because each one is talking about a different. They're addressing different people. In other words, Tosis Riazokan is saying, does she bring him into the rishus of the father?
So are they really disagreeing?
They're focusing on different things, so that's a disagreement. Why does Rashi's focus is on Eina Goymer Lahoitzi? And the Israel Zakin's focus is Eina Goymer Lahachnis. So why is that? Why is Rashi focusing on
the same thing? The Israel Zakin does the same thing. It leads to the same thing by the original discussion about Yitzhak.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been on the also. He only mentions the husband.
So we have to know what exactly is the machloikis here. Tosis Riazokan and Rashi, but Rashi seems to say the discussion is here: is it goimer lohitzia? Is kesef goimer lohitzia merishus av or not? The pashtus is really like the Tosis Riazokan, I would think. Ain't a goimer. How did you read it when the Gemara says ma kesef ain't a goimer?
The marriage.
It's not goimer. The marriage. So why did Rashi say ain't a goimer lohitzia? Right. Whenever we see a machlokes, Rashi, you have to figure out who is the one that's deviating from the pashtus. Clearly, Rashi. Ein goymer lohoitzi. Why does Rashi? Ein goymer pashtus means the marriage. And then Rashi, Afani Avi on Daf Hey Amid Beis, Rashi says, Chupa shekoyne ba'alma shegoymeres liyarsha lafaras nedareh. What does goymeres mean over here? Goymeres liyarsha. Now the husband. Now Rashi changes. Rashi starts in a gomeres lehoitzi. Now Rashi says, but after now he's saying it is goimer to the husband. So the chayra, we have to figure out what's going on over here in Rashi. What's the pshat in Rashi? These are some of the. This is just the beginning of the of trying to build the building blocks. Beis Hashem Belineta, tomorrow I would like to try to also do a little bit more in this sugya to talk about these diukim and to bring out this nakuda of what Rashi's doing. And Rashi says, Shkenyeshna Baal Korcha, that Rashi of Ba'alma, that Rashi adds, it's a very, very tricky Rashi. So we're going to have to take some time tomorrow and Tuesday, hopefully, Beis Hashem Vesiyat Tishmaya, we'll get deeper into the sugya.
I hope you enjoy this.